855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call in line, 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
And Stephanie.
You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do on Free Talk Live. I've also got a website there for you at freetalklive.com. All kinds of options and ways to listen to Free Talk Live. There's a live stream if you want to listen on the Internet. There's more than 100 great radio stations, satellite options, XM, free-to-air, the webcam at cam.freetalklive.com. You can see the lovely Stephanie wrapped in a blanket in order to stay cool in the cold, cold studio. Listen
it's
lines.
A jungle in here.
Listen lines where you can actually call a telephone number and listen to Free Talk Live if that is the only option you have. I would suspect that would be the only way you'd want to do that. You want to run down your cell phone battery. It's listen.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Frank in New York. Frank?
Good evening. How are you guys up there?
All is well.
Wonderful.
What's on your mind,
Frank? Well, we had a lot of snow yesterday.
A lot of people had a lot of snow yesterday.
It's melted now, but I mean, it was really cold. Very strange weather. In fact, in New York, the leaves in Central Park are all green still, and we didn't have a frost to change them, so we're like 2.5 weeks behind the normal cycle. And I hear now after the snow, we're not going to have any leaves. Most of them will be on the ground.
Well, I heard that this was a record-breaking snow from like 1830 or something like that. I mean, so this is truly, I hate talking about the weather, right? But this is truly this is a once in a century, if not more, storm.
You're right. And you know, it's great that we mentioned weather as the metaphor to start the discussion. I've been incredibly disappointed by this government's policies, expansionist policies in the Middle East since 9/11, and especially the destabilizing of the sovereign nation of Libya by the United States and NATO. It's very strange in the sense that we're very pragmatic, so we understand what nations do, especially the United States. Going into countries under false pretenses, violating the territorial sovereignty of the people, stealing the precious resources, and destroying a huge part of the population numerically. And I think the great tragedy with Libya is the fact that everything that Gaddafi had done for his people and for Africa regarding his interest-free development bank allowed for real change and positive growth. And for the United States, NATO, and the United Nations to rape that nation, kill its leader in the most brutal and gruesome fashion.
And then brag
and the
about
fact
it.
That the United States now can actually, in secret, kill American citizens or citizens around the world through executive order.
What appeared to me, Frank,
Bush had done without due process or trial really shows me that this nation is on the wrong path, and we are now Nazi Germany. And it's frightening.
I think that's going way too far, Frank.
No, and, I don't think it is.
Let me pop in here. I think that, you know, Gaddafi, not, the patron saint of North Africa, right? Like this guy, when his people...
Oh, I disagree. I think you have to read the history and even his support providing oil at low cost to Israel in violation of the Arab boycott that goes back, in Rabat from 1967.
But what do I care?
Let me finish. You had Mark Rich, the oil speculator. You had the Labor Likud governments in Israel jacking up the price 10 times and then selling the oil to the people. When you look at what Gaddafi did and how the United States attempted to kill him over 30 years of his regime, including Reagan bombing him and killing his children back in 1986, it's egregious, and it's time for international law or the UN or the World Criminal Court to come in and take our leaders and try them as what they are, war criminals.
So,
and
I mean,
people
I don't have much hope
that
of that happening.
Not
even
much.
Though
I don't think it'll happen either, but the point is that's what should happen.
But,
and all I can say is
so protesters
have
took to the
government
and he
violating international law and the territorial sovereignty of innocent people, then you have a moral duty not to obey their orders. And I think very soon there will be a coalition against the United States that will attack this nation and attempt to destroy it, and there will be no support for the United States because people will say its foreign policy from 1947 onward has been one of violating the territorial sovereignty of duly elected leaders and stealing natural resources and putting up and working as a lackey for the multinational corporations that really dominate this world.
I tend to agree with what you're saying, but I don't tend to agree that Gaddafi is some kind of good guy. I mean, protesters took to the streets, and he sent the military out there to shoot them, Frank.
There were protesters. No, that's a lie. In fact, the protesters were CIA, MI5, and Mossad going in there destabilizing the region. We could see when George Soros was funding the supposed Arab Spring beginning in January of this year and destabilizing regimes that were allies to Israel, that recognized Israel, such as Egypt, such as Jordan, such as Bahrain, different countries that, in a sense, were allies, in a sense, the United Kingdom and Israel.
Frank, thank you. I pretty much agree with what Frank is saying, although I'm not up on a lot of those details that he was talking about. It's not really my particular interest. However, I completely agree that the U.S. is totally overreaching in its foreign policy. And,
But I'm not going to paint the U.S. as the bad guy and that and any other country as good guys. As far as I'm concerned, we are the bad guy.
And we have to recognize it.
I certainly...
Is Syria the good guy? Is Yemen the good guy? I mean, the United States is on the side of...
They have territorial sovereignty, and they have a right to their own leadership.
No, they don't have territorial sovereignty, Frank. The fact is that, these people that claim to be our leaders don't have any kind of sovereignty. They're a bunch of violent thugs, any more than the mafia has territorial sovereignty over neighborhoods of New York.
Sure, and the concept of the state or the nation... In international law, nations have a right to their own self-determination.
How can a nation have self-determination? What if a nation decides it wants to pick up and move? I mean, for goodness sake.
A nation is defined by its borders, and also it's the acceptance by other nations and the community of nations.
Would you agree that if political people have conflicts with each other, maybe they should try to resolve those conflicts on their own and not bring all these civilians into them?
War, as von Clausewitz said, war is a continuation of politics by other means.
Indeed. I'll agree with you on that. As far as I'm concerned, if politicians want to kill each other, they should make it a prize fight that we can all watch.
I agree.
Much better.
I think that's a very rational and logical way to go, but that's not the policy that the United States or the United Kingdom or Israel or other countries have been following. And I think right now we're so close to World War III and nuclear annihilation that any short-term – it's interesting. The politicians of those three countries have no long-term vision. It's all short-term. Quick profits and quick conflict. And how can we take what is not ours and integrate it within our corporate system? And that's wrong. And I think right now we're set – things have never been closer to nuclear World War III than they are right now. And I think right now all the leaders in the United States, the United Kingdom, Israel, it's time for regime change in these countries. And you
Thanks
need
for the
people
call.
That...
Appreciate the call, Frank. It makes me wonder, what was it like before, in late November of 1941 in the United States, before we, the experience, the attacks in Pearl Harbor. Yeah. I don't imagine a lot of people thought, oh, that's their war, but interesting. Let's go to Tyrone in Texas, listening to XM. Tyrone?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Tyrone?
Oh, I just wanted to address some of the inaccuracies from several of the last callers.
Okay.
I'm actually currently serving in the U.S. Army.
Okay. Hold the line here, Tyrone. I'm interested in what you've got to say. 855-450-3733. Tyrone in the Army. See what he's got to say.
Now it's time for the Leadership Radio Minute, with tips and advice on how to maximize your own leadership potential. Here's international leadership expert and New York Times best-selling author, John C. Maxwell.
Can you name one organization that gets the least from its people, yet is the best at what it does? Of course not. Why? Because it's impossible for any group of people to be successful when they aren't giving their best. When you give people your best by investing in them, they learn to become their best. And they give their best. Success demands that we give our best. That may be more than most people are willing to offer, but it's not more than they are able to offer. Good leadership often makes the difference. As a leader, if you give your best to help others give their best, your organization will always be at its best. For the Leadership Radio Minute, I'm John C. Maxwell.
For more information on how to maximize your own leadership potential, please visit johnmaxwell.com. True leadership isn't a matter of having a certain job or title. In fact, being chosen for a position is only the first of the five levels every effective leader achieves. In his new book, The Five Levels of Leadership, leadership expert and New York Times bestselling author John C. Maxwell helps you to become more than the boss people follow only because they're required to. He gives advice on how to grow further, achieve results, and build a team that produces. The Five Levels of Leadership, the newest book from John C. Maxwell, is available wherever books are sold. This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line here on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday edition. You can give us a call at 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver, either as an investment or as a hedge against inflation, barter currency, whatever reason you want. You know, this not because we're trying to sell gold and silver, although we are. But because we believe in it, I was just with my normal weeknight co-host, Ian Freeman, And he just picked up a piece of silver.
A kookaburra.
A silver, a 2 ounce kookaburra. And I thought it was very interesting. I've seen this before. I don't think we sell kookaburras at gold.freetalklive.com, but you can go there and check out a bunch of different gold and silver pieces. He was doing it to, he had a deal offered by a friend and took it. And I thought it was a very interesting piece. It's gold.freetalklive.com. I think gold and silver are poised to go up. That's my opinion. You can take it for what it's worth, but I've got it. And if you don't, you'll just feel bad. But it does. Gold.freetalklive.com.
Ouch.
Tyrone has called in from Texas. Listen on XM to elucidate and enlighten us, titillate and transfix.
I'm Tyrone. Curious what he has to say.
Indeed. Tyrone?
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I think we got a better connection. I was on myself. How's it going?
All's well. What was you on your mind?
Okay. I wanted to address some of the inaccuracies spoken by a couple of the last callers.
Okay.
I'm actually currently in the active duty military, and I kind of object to several of the things being said about the soldiers and about the means of which we carry on engagements with foreign nations.
Okay. What do you disagree with?
First off, the children and women being led by gunpoint is inaccurate.
It says,
I personally have deployed to Afghanistan for a year and know for a fact that the local nationals, the local police, and the local army are the ones that will conduct those IED and mine searches.
That is, as a matter of fact, it says here in the story from military.com that, in fact, there were Afghan and U.S. troops involved in this operation. So likely the U.S. troops were there in an advisory role, which means that we're the last ones to start shooting or whatever. But they were there.
All right. And referencing us taking people around by gunpoint, I think that's inaccurate.
How do you think they got those people to walk down that road?
Those people were either involved or in the town or village. That's how it works. If those
why would someone walk down a road that might have mines in it unless someone was forcing them to walk down that road?
First off, it's an inaccuracy to say mines. They don't use mines anymore. Mines. There's two different stories, and that's
okay,
a whole
things
another...
that might blow up, but answer the original question, please. I mean, why would someone walk down a road that
stories
could be hazardous to them if they weren't forced to?
Because as the insurgent, there's a large story behind this, but here's the bottom line. The children and the people in those villages, they know where a lot of those IEDs are implanted. Because
it seemed like
process.
That's what the you know, Afghan and U.S. troops.
I live in a town of 1,700 people, and I don't know what every one of those 1,700 people is doing.
Yeah.
To hold me responsible for the actions of a few people in that town would be kind of ridiculous, don't you think, Tyrone?
It would be ridiculous if that were true. I told you, the people we don't grab anyone by gunpoint.
It says here, Tyrone, you're saying we, and the fact is, military.com says, okay, military.com, Tyrone, I'm not making this crap up. It says villagers in Afghanistan say they were forced to walk ahead of Afghan and U.S. soldiers along roads in areas believed to be mined by the Taliban. So you can take it up with military.com if you don't like the semantics of the story, but it sounds to me like these people were forced at gunpoint, men, women, and children, to walk down a road that they believed to be mined.
That is not necessary. That is never the case when we're out there.
You may not believe it, and you may not have done it yourself, Tyrone, but somebody clearly has this story, and it's coming from somewhere, and, you know, I'd like to highlight it.
I wouldn't claim
and find
this
out
is
what's going on.
By the book, Tyrone. I wouldn't claim that, but don't you? Did your military commander, your captain in the field, always do everything by the book every single time?
Well, absolutely not. And every situation is different, and you have to look at it as such. But from the aspect of having people go down the field, go down a road with IEDs, it is an international disaster. If the military were to actually do that, it would be on every news station. It would be.
It's on UPI and NPR. It is. I mean, well, for one, nobody cares about what goes on in Afghanistan anymore, Tyrone. I mean, that's Afghanistan is yesterday's news.
And it's unfortunate.
The United States military can do whatever it wants over there, and nobody cares. But this is from UPI and NPR, so it's getting a lot of play. And my question is, at this point, U.S. officials have not denied it. The only people that have denied it is the commander of the Afghan forces. But there are 20 scores. That means, 20, 40, 80 people have said that this is the case. And, I mean, what they all do, get together and say, yeah, let's say that they made us walk down a mined road. Doesn't that seem unusual?
All I'm saying is there's inaccuracy in this report.
I think you made your point, Tyrone. You know, if you keep saying something over and over again, it doesn't make it true, I'm sorry to say.
I'm just saying this. If you knew what goes on down there, have you ever been to Afghanistan? Let me ask you that.
I guess I should just shut up and not have an opinion because I haven't been there.
I haven't gone to Afghanistan.
You know, I know a lot of people who have been there.
Well, here's the thing. You have to be on the ground with these guys. Over there, the media is...
To care about and question when children are marched down a road with mines in it? No, I'm sorry. All I have to do is hear about it.
Inaccurate comments all the time is what I get about. What I'm getting to. Some people will
guess
say,
what, Tyrone?
Well,
there aren't too many people out there in the media who are questioning these things. There are not too many people who are talking about these stories.
That's because most of them are inaccurate. They're coming from individuals.
He's just repeating himself.
Either didn't get enough money from the military, or they didn't.
So they're
they
lying. That's it. They're lying.
Oh, they must be lying if they disagree with what Tyrone says.
Right.
And the
there hasn't
says.
Been a single crime committed by a U.S. military member in Afghanistan. Anybody who says so is a damned liar. Is that what it is, Tyrone?
Absolutely not, sir.
There you go.
All
I'm saying is this story from military.com reports that scores, that means groups of 20, scores of people say that this happened. And you can call them liars if you want to. I never said that they were telling the truth. I'm just reporting it. Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-453. It's a SACL toll free call in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on Free Talk Live. We've been discussing, you know, a couple of different things here. It was a story from the first hour about the United States military being apparently involved in a situation where it looks like some civilians, scores of civilians, were marched down a road.
It didn't happen.
And Tyrone called in, and you know, like, his experience was this kind of thing didn't happen when he was over there. And that's cool. I suspect it didn't happen when he was over there.
Or he didn't experience it.
Right, he didn't experience that. And, you know, that's good. Thank goodness it didn't happen when, and that wasn't, and that this isn't protocol. I absolutely believe that this isn't protocol. But I also believe that people commit crimes. Cops commit crimes. Yes. Politicians commit crimes. You know, people in power commit crimes when they, you know, that sometimes that, you know, they think to themselves, well, this is the best solution for the problem. Teachers sometimes will use force and violence against students. It's uncalled for. And that just because it's not the policy, it's not by the book, doesn't mean it didn't happen.
Exactly.
And I don't know if it happened. We don't know anything except what's reported in the news. So maybe it happened, maybe it didn't. But there are scores of villagers reporting that this happened. And so far, the only person that wishes to deny it is the guy who's right on that has the most to lose, the Afghan commander on the ground there in the Panjwai district.
Right.
And
it is kind of suspicious when there are 40 people all saying at least happened, saying something had happened.
The first
and
rule of
one
criminal
person
defense
denying
is deny.
It. Right.
I mean, I think that what this draws up in my mind is what happens when people experience cognitive dissonance.
Oh, yeah.
Now, cognitive dissonance is what happens when reality does not, the reality as you understand it does mm-hmm. not fit to the reality as it's being presented to you.
And this is what basically when a person tries to reconcile two conflicting ideas.
Right. And, you know, one of those ideas is allegedly fact. And the other idea is the one that you hold as sort of true. And what Tyrone apparently is holding as true is the United States military is doing what it's doing over there by the book, except sometimes it doesn't, because he said that.
Yeah.
But it must have been this time because it's going, doing what it does by the book, but sometimes it doesn't. And that, you know, that we're the good guys, they're the bad guys, and that that's the way it is. And, you know, I suspect that's what you have to do if you're in the military, on the ground, in a foreign country, that, frankly, there's been no declaration of war. There is a declaration of use of force for Afghanistan.
Gosh, you know, it just struck me so much.
It's not,
I mean,
war. It's unconstitutional.
I'm not meaning to offend Tyrone or anything like that, but he really just kept repeating the point that what you're saying is not accurate. He really didn't have much to back that up or any real reasons
but
for that.
But how could he know,
like,
if it's accurate, right? Like, you would either have to be there in order to give some account that's contrary. And nobody who's, you know, there was no U.S. person who was not in, not working for the government who was there in order to give this. Because I don't know whether it has to be somebody from the United States. I don't believe it has to be. Mm-hmm. I believe that these people's opinion is valid. And frankly, I don't know what the United States military is doing in Afghanistan in the first place.
Yeah.
I don't know what, you know, I mean,
Obama said he was going to withdraw troops from Iraq and actually sent more, and it's been such a mess. I mean, it'll never end. There's no clear objectives or anything like that. And nor should there be, I mean, because there's no reason for U.S. troops to be there in the first place.
Right. If I could agree or disagree with whatever the objectives are, but at this point, the objectives are, there are hundreds, and this is by the State Department's numbers, hundreds of Taliban. Hundreds. I mean, they can't take care of their own, their own military can't take care of hundreds of Taliban. There are dozens, and not even tens of dozens, just dozens of Al-Qaeda there. They can't take care of that stuff. Well, the United States military doesn't trust the Afghan government to take care of that stuff, rightly so. And they want to turn that, they want that nation to be a puppet state. And they're not convinced that it is a thorough puppet state at this point. And that's why the United States military is in Afghanistan.
Well,
but
and
there's lots of nations that can turn into puppet states.
As Randolph Warren said, war is the health of the state. And as you put it before, Mark, there's the military-industrial complex, which really profits in many ways from and continues to exist from perpetuating war.
People complain about the inefficiencies of government, the size of government, the intrusiveness of government. And this is in a nation that is among the freest on earth. Imagine how you feel about the inefficiencies of and the size and the intrusiveness of government if you're in a nation where there's a war. Imagine what you think as a villager on the ground in Afghanistan about the efficiency of the United States military, about its legitimacy there on the ground. Imagine what you feel about how they, they implement their justice there.
There's no
trials for these people.
Yeah, I really like what you're saying, that Mark, because I think the only way that these type of conflicts will ever end is when people start to think of people in other countries as human beings, like you said before, and
realize.
You can't
sit around and say, no, this didn't happen.
Yeah, they have the same feelings as you. They love their families. They're people, you know, and it was interesting. There was a video a while back that I think I saw about, it was a thought experiment. What would happen if, the Chinese army invaded the U.S. or something like that? Have you seen this or familiar?
Yeah, this was a Ron Paul commercial for president.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I don't know, when you think of it like that, or I've heard even people make the argument, what if a bunch of aliens landed in the U.S.? And it's completely silly, of course, but you know, what if some aliens landed in the U.S. and then were occupying all these different places and were telling people that they couldn't leave their homes past a certain time and destroying certain homes because they were suspecting terrorists and stuff like that?
And their technology is so much better than the technology of the people here in the United States to do, as far as weapons technology, that it's difficult to do anything. The only thing you can do is sort of make these explosives that go off when you're not around or, snipe them from the shadows. I mean, it seems like a very cowardly thing to do, but, you know, when the technology is such that it is, that these are the only things that one can do. And you know, do I consider these folks over there fighting the U.S. military to be freedom fighters? I don't know. I don't really believe that one can have a free nation. I think that that's an oxymoron,
yeah.
Really. I think that a nation is an organization that takes away freedom.
Yeah, and it's just not black and white. You know, there are wrongs and rights on both sides, I'm sure. But the thing is, we don't need to be killing each other.
Right. And to me, that's the first step in downsizing the government and having a more peaceful planet. First, we stop killing people.
Yeah.
And stop subjugating people, stop threatening people in other countries, and then you'll have a foreign policy where you don't have to deal with terrorist attacks.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have to deal with terrorist attacks if you're not already terrorizing people.
Yeah, that's the blowback that we were touching on before.
Right, and there's one candidate out there that's running for president right now that actually is addressing these issues, and that's Ron Paul. And frankly, he's not getting much media support. There's another straw poll out, and Ron Paul won this one with, I believe it was 82%. 82% he won the straw poll with. Now, when Michelle Bachmann won...
It's pretty significant.
Yeah, when Michelle Bachmann won the Ames, Iowa straw poll, it was huge news. When Herman Cain won the Florida GOP straw poll, it was huge news. It catapulted both of them into front runner status. They went from nothing to front runners overnight because the media reported this stuff. Ron Paul has won more straw polls in more states around the country. This one's in Iowa. You can't say it's not because it's not a he won one in New Hampshire too. You can't say it's because it's not a primary state, one of the first ones.
Mm-hmm.
And they're ignoring him. And I don't know, frankly,
they've
what
been
to
ignoring
do about
him
it.
For as long as he's been around.
is it because the media likes to report on war and they want to keep wars going? Is it because they believe their credibility is under attack if they support Ron Paul? I mean, if they not support him, I should say, report on him like he's any other candidate?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, obviously, I do think that Ron Paul's supporters are fanatical, and I am. I mean, you know, if I thought that...
A lot of people get really excited when they hear someone who's actually saying different in the realm of politics. I'm kind of to the point where I just really withdraw my moral support for the whole system in general, but I can understand why people get excited when they actually hear someone who's talking about peace.
Let's talk about this ICE agent who apparently doesn't believe that there's any need for warrants.
No, we don't need a warrant. We're ICE. That's what he said.
855-450-3733 on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm meshes, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
We want to know. How do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go across town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. And go check out the BBS. It's new. It's improved. It's
Oh my goodness.
It's been revamped. Have you been back?
No. I was so... never there in the first.
Okay. Time. I was going to say, were you so scarred by the first foray into the BBS?
No, I heard there have been people trolling me on there for a long time, but I just don't read it.
I would like to say
it's not just trolling me; it's trolling everybody.
But you know, there were some folks that were trolling the new co-host Stephanie, who I'm a big fan of, but
you're a fan of the trolls, or you're a fan of me?
No, I'm a fan of you. But there are also more people coming in your defense. So I mean,
that's good. You know, thank you. I appreciate that.
But frankly, argumentum ad populum is a logical fallacy.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Everybody on the BBS could think that you are bad or good, and it wouldn't make you a bad or good talk show host. I mean, their opinions are valid for themselves, but. Everybody's got an opinion, and you know what they say about opinions.
Yeah, I know what they say.
Yeah, yeah. Anal orifices, and they stink and stuff. So, yeah. Go on with the ice story, if you could. I've clearly painted myself into a corner.
Well, this story is really quite shocking. It's from the ACLU blog under immigrants' rights. It's filed under that category.
Wait a second. I want to read something real quick.
Absolutely.
Here. If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com. They carry knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, and boating equipment. I've gone on there, and I was looking for some knives. I needed wanted different knives, so a fillet knife for handling chickens, processing chickens, things like that. And it's incredible the amount of different knives. If they've got as many knives as they, or as many of the other stuff as they do knives, there the selection is it's dizzying. They are family owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. In fact, some prices are so low they can't even be mentioned on the air. And this was one thing I really found to be true. They had high-quality merchandise, name-brand merchandise, that at rates that were really, really low. And you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. That's FTLs in Free Talk Live. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right. So from the ACLU's blog under immigrant rights, the headline is, "We don't need a warrant. We're ICE." On the night of October 20th, 2010, Angel Escobar and Jorge Sarmiento were in their beds in a small two-bedroom apartment in the Claremont complex in Nashville. Several roommates and friends were in other rooms. The doors and windows were all shut and locked, and suddenly there was a loud banging at the door and voices shouting, "Police!" and "Policia!" When no one answered, the agents tried to force the door open. Scared, occupants hid. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, in parentheses ICE, agents began hitting objects against the bedroom windows, trying to break in. Without a search warrant and without consent, the ICE agents eventually knocked in the front door and shattered a window, shouting racial slurs and storming into the bedrooms, holding guns to some people's heads. When asked if they had a warrant, one agent reportedly said, quote, "We don't need a warrant. We're ICE." And gesturing to his genitals, quote, "The warrant is coming out of my balls."
Hmm. I wonder if he had those little rubber super bounce balls in his pocket. Is that what he was referring to?
Somehow, I don't think so.
Yeah,
that's extremely rude.
Yeah, that's... Oh, I mean, these are public servants.
Yeah, how is that any different than a common criminal who broke into the window and kicked in the front door, literally, with no warrant, and terrorized people inside?
I'd like to point out, I know lots of common criminals. I spent 8 years in prison, more than 8 years.
And even they wouldn't be so brazen, probably.
Well, what they would do is when they do home invasions, is they almost always yell, "Police!" Because they know that it causes a person to have a momentary reaction, and then they can get the drop on them. So the idea of yelling "police," what does that say to somebody? It says, well, either these are the police or it's not, which isn't a very valuable thing to say. Before we go on, let's go to Marcus in New Jersey. This is we'll go on with this article, but
sure.
I want to make sure we get the calls that are as they're coming in here. Marcus, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, guys. I just wanted to talk a little bit about humanity in the military.
Hey, is this, by the way, is this Marcus from Brainless Tales?
That is, yes, it is.
Hi, Marcus. Great to hear from you tonight.
Thank you. But you brought up humanity in the military, and I just wanted to relay a short story. My father was in Vietnam War back in 66 and 67, and he was in between art schools when he was, I believe he was drafted, and then he volunteered to be in the, you know, on the ground military in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was, you know, saw a lot of action because he ended up, while he was there, he was drawing a lot, and they actually ended up making him a photographer and journalist while he was there. So they would always fly him in as soon as the bullets started flying. They'd send him in to document. One of the times they were out in the jungle, and they were near a, I guess it was a monk's, I don't know what they're building.
A monastery?
A monk monastery, right, thank you. And my father was pretty well aware of this because he studied the religions of Vietnam before he went over there. And one of the sergeants or whatever their names were above him had asked him to go basically steal some lumber from them. They were doing an addition, and there was not much lumber in the jungle. But so my father went down to this monastery with his gun and all his ammo on him, and these guys didn't speak English, and my father didn't speak their language. And he basically said, "Hey, you know, I need some of this wood." And, you know, what were they going to do about it? There was nothing they were going to do about it because they're very peaceful.
Yeah.
And it's this guy with a an M60 with bandoliers of armor-piercing rounds draped over him.
Yes, exactly. And so, you know, what were they to do? And what was, you know, my father had to get the wood, you know. So, he brought it up, and the sergeant used it for something like a shower, to set up a shower or something. And the following
cleanliness is important, especially when you're in a, nasty environment.
Yes, yeah. I mean, and it's especially if you're, you know, the guy that's in charge, you know.
Sure.
So the next day they were moving out. And my father asked permission because, you know, you can't just do what you want. But he asked permission to return the wood to the monastery and was given the okay for that. Because my father, you know, understood that this wood was very valuable to them and wanted to return it. He didn't want to steal it. He wanted to borrow it. And so he was able to return it to them. He said when he came through the jungle to this monastery with the wood and returned it to them, he said, "You would not believe the expressions on their face. They were just flabbergasted." and excited, and my father was very kind towards them, and what they ended up doing was inviting him into the monastery, and they actually, he sat down and had a vegetarian meal with them.
It's a great story. I love the stories like that of how humanity creeps in the battlefield. And if people are hearing me say that I believe that people in the military are bad, evil people, I don't believe that. What I believe is that that when you follow orders given on high by people who haven't been in Afghanistan and don't know what the situation is either, there's going to be all kinds of mistakes. I don't think the United States military belongs in 130 nations and more than 900 military bases around the world.
Right. I just wish that every military person could have the same compassion that my father had at that moment. And if that was the case, then there wouldn't be any bullets flying ever.
Yeah.
I can't disagree with that, Marcus. Thank you for sharing the story.
Thank you very much, Marcus. What it brings up is always the other side of the argument is that Jack Nicholson speech from A Few Good Men. There are walls in this world, and whether you like it or not, you want me on that wall. You need me on this. You can't handle the truth.
Right.
And, as long as people stand on walls and point guns at each other, there will need to be walls where people stand on them and point guns at each other. At some point, somebody's got to stop pointing the guns at each other.
Yeah.
That's all I believe. And, if you are going to stand on your walls and point guns at people, stand on your own wall. Leave other people's walls alone. I mean, the United States military can't even claim to be standing on its own walls. It's in 130 nations.
Oh, they're way past that point, yeah.
And supporting these puppet states around the world. Marcus?
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, my father saw all kinds of terrible things in the war, and I'm sure experienced things that I'll never understand. But, I just would like to see people move towards the idea of peace and loving one another instead of hatred and violence.
Indeed.
Yeah, well said.
Marcus, thanks for the call. 855-450-3733. And it's not that I don't think that there's room for a situation where somebody does something physically in order to stop violence from occurring.
Violence should be a last resort, a very last resort.
And it seems like when it comes to the government, it's not.
Yeah.
It seems like it's a first resort.
Yeah.
So they'll order people to do what they say over and over again, and then they'll use violence. But that doesn't mean that you're actually... I mean, when you're telling people to follow your orders...
It's a request versus a demand.
Yeah, it's a threat.
Yeah.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.